The news conference brought together members of the association operating within the region. Its chairman, David Amwatun, said the union also appeals to government and other law enforcement agencies to flush out illegal foreign nationals operating in the retail sector who are not paying VAT and all other related taxes to the relevant authorities.
If the law prohibits a foreigner to come into the business district to do business, yes, we will go to Supreme Court. Let the Supreme Court interpret, or let the Supreme Court tell them that they can come and fight with us. Because the law states that trading and that matter, that's a sole prerogative of the citizen. And under my administration, I will see to it that that law works. But because the law does not allow any foreigner to become a president, yes, we have a Ghanaian national who is a president, a Ghanaian national who is an MP, a Ghanaian national who is a minister. That is the law. And the same law say no foreigner should be allowed in our market suite. Why are they sleeping on that law?
The General Secretary of the Union, Nana Poku, said failure by government and other relevant institutions to enforce the Ghana Investment Promotion Center Act 865, Section 27, will compel its members not to file their VAT returns and other taxes.
A person who is not a citizen or an enterprise which is not wholly owned by a citizen shall not invest or participate in the sale of goods or provision of service in the market, petty trading or hawking or selling of goods in a store at any place.
The union, however, said its doors are open for further negotiations on issues affecting its businesses and members.